Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
On a very special Bert Show. Fish Daddy isn't here. So we could properly say goodbye to our three fair fish.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Fish Daddy, you bring us here today.
I don't know why you gave yourself that name, bro.
I know
Fish
why.
Fish Daddy. I kind of like it.
Yeah. So go ahead and tell those Bert Show listeners who may not be in the know how you became Fish Daddy.
Well, when a fish mommy and a fish daddy.
Well, right now I wish I had the memory of a goldfish to forget the tragedies that have occurred over the last few weeks. We found ourselves as loving parents of some fair fish from where we went to the Georgia State Fair. And Amber actually had one of the craziest physical performances that I've ever seen in my entire life, making a ping pong ball into this tiny little fish bowl and won us three fish. And we were so excited, and we brought them to the studio, and we had our class pets, and everyone was very excited about it. But over the course of the last few weeks, we've lost them slowly but surely, one by one, and last Friday was the final day, and fish number three kicked the bucket.
So we are here today so Fish Daddy could do a eulogy. So this is going to be our fish funeral. And then there has been so many ups, so many downs. There was, you know, drama with the fish tank in the beginning because apparently engineers don't like it when you have water in a studio around, you know, $1 million equipment, which is, I think understandable.
Shocker.
So they got moved to the phone screener office, the producer office, and there they got upgraded to a beautiful tank. And then Bert was the one. I'm sad. Bert's out sick today, but I'm sad he has to miss this. I'm sure he'll listen on the podcast later. But he would go in there, not every day, but that's why he wasn't Fish Daddy. He was Fish Uncle.
He was the Funkle.
And go in and check on him, and he one by one. Now, when the first one died, you had a plan. You were going to go buy another one and put it in there and see if any of us noticed, right?
Yes. That was the original plan. Was I was just going to slowly replace them until anybody, you know, and I was going to change the colors maybe a little bit. There's no way Bert would have ever known.
No, he would not.
Not a chance.
But that's when we started to realize that maybe that there's a reason why these fish are starting to die, and it's because the water's completely toxic and it's not a safe environment for fish to live in. So it wouldn't have been a responsible thing for self-proclaimed Fish Daddy to introduce new fish children into the tank.
If you missed it on Friday, there was a murder mystery, and Amber is now being accused of fish murder for overfeeding the fish. So I think we all just need to go ahead and say our goodbyes. Try to get the ammonia right in the tank, and then revisit this in 2025.
Yes. Yeah. Sound about right.
Does that sound like a good plan?
That sounds like a great New Year's resolution.
I think so. All right, so I'm gonna send it over to you, Fish Daddy. Have at it.
Okay, I've prepared some words for our beloved fallen soldiers. Eulogies are never easy, and this one's not even any easier because it was a triple homicide at hand. So, you know, it's not just one, it's three that we're talking about here. Uh-huh. But, okay, here are the words. From the moment Amber sank that ping pong ball into the jackpot fishbowl at the county fair in front of two carnies with six teeth, I just knew that my life was going to change from that moment on. Today we gather to celebrate the lives of three dear friends and family members, our beloved scale babies, Fish 1, Fish 2, and Fish 3. Fish 1, Fish 2, and Fish 3 were not just pets. They were a source of endless joy, comfort, and companionship.
Even though we didn't give them names.
Mm-hmm.
While they swam in their small tank and swam in their big tank, the last thing that I expected was for them to swim into our hearts. As we say our goodbyes this morning, let us reflect on the memories that made Fish 1, Fish 2, and Fish 3 an irreplaceable part of our lives. Remember that one time when Fish 2 swam from the left side of the tank to the right instead of his usual right-to-left cadence? Unforgettable. Or when Fish 1 thought we couldn't see him behind the glass of ward and was so embarrassed to find out that it was see-through. Incredible. Or even that one time when Fish 2 and Fish 3 swam fin by fin and completed 3 continuous laps around the tank with no breaks. Priceless. As we bid farewell to Fish 1, Fish 2, and Fish 3, let us carry forward the lessons that they taught us. The importance of communicating with those around you to make sure that they are fed the proper amount. The importance of getting your aquarium water tested. And the importance of speaking up, even if you are an intern, if you think that you have a way to help them out. Fish 1 and Fish 2 and Fish 3 may no longer be physically with us, but their spirit lives on forever in the memory we all have. As they cross over into the giant toilet bowl in the sky, please reflect and now use any time that you are on the toilet to remember our dearly beloved Fish 1, Fish 2, and Fish 3. And now I know why they are called goldfish. Because those guys are expensive. Thank you.
Tuesday goodbye.
You got through it. The Burt Show.